Welcome to A Thriving Catholic Podcast, a show that's dedicated to helping Catholics live the extraordinary and abundant lives we were made for. I'm your host, Jessica Castillo. I'm a Catholic life and health coach, and it's my mission to bring you the best practices of body, mind, and soul each week and help you apply them in your daily life so that you can truly thrive. Hello and welcome to the show. If you are listening to this episode the day it comes out, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas because we are still in the octave of Christmas, which means that we are actually in my favorite week of the entire year. I really love this kind of space between Christmas and New Year's. For me, it's kind of a lull in the normal activities of school and work. I like to take this week off to really think and reflect and plan and kind of dream with the Lord about what the next year can be like. So if that's something that you like to do during this week as well, I really think that you're going to love today's episode because today we are talking all about goals and how you can actually accomplish the goals that you set for yourself in this new year. Now, one of the things that I've been reflecting on a lot lately is the fact that living a great life is actually pretty simple. In fact, if you go back all the way to episode 2 of this podcast, you'll find the episode that's titled The 5 Habits of Extremely Happy and Healthy Catholics, where I kind of talk about what some of those basic habits, those basic practices are that when we do them consistently, we live extremely healthy, happy lives. So definitely go check out that episode if you're interested in what these kind of habits are that you might want to be forming. So I think some of these habits are pretty well known and pretty straightforward. And if you are interested in also trying to, you know, figure out some tips for how you can apply these in the coming year, I also did an episode last year around this time, episode 7, where I talk about 10 tips to make 2023 your best year yet. And of course, these tips are applicable to any year that you're setting goals or making habits. So I definitely encourage you to go back and check out those two episodes, episode 2 and episode 7, as you're starting to kind of plan and make goals for this new year. But the thing that I want to focus on and talk about in today's episode is a little bit different. It's kind of looking back over this past year and discovering some of the surprising reasons that you haven't met your goals. So as we're in this period of reflection and we're thinking about how did this last year go, and as we're looking forward into the next year and we're thinking, what kind of goals am I going to set in this new year? It's really an excellent time to go back and think through and analyze really some of the reasons why you maybe fell a little bit short in the goals that you set for yourself. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, actually, I hit every single one of my goals in the last year, I am so on target, I exceeded my goals. Okay, you probably don't need to listen to this episode today, but if you are like the vast majority of people, including myself, maybe you set some goals that you weren't able to accomplish. And what I want to share with you today are some of the surprising reasons that that might be. I also have a few free resources for you that are going to hopefully help you meet your goals in the coming year. So stick around to the end of the episode, and I want to share with you what those free resources are and how you can get them. Okay, so let's get started with the 5 surprising reasons that you haven't met your goals. Okay, reason number 1, you have goal trauma. I recently heard this expression for the first time, goal trauma, And it really resonated with me because I really think that it describes so perfectly what so many of us experience when it comes to setting goals, which is that we have set goals in the past and we've repeatedly failed to achieve or accomplish those goals. And so now we're a little bit trigger shy when it comes to setting new goals. We've actually been traumatized from the experience of goal setting. And so what this leads to is a couple of behaviors. One is not setting goals in the first place. So you might be like one of those people who has sworn off ever making any kind of New Year's resolutions or setting any kind of goals, either in your personal life or in your business or in any area of your life, because you think to yourself, oh, well, I'm just going to fail again, or I'm not going to be able to achieve this goal. So I'm just going to avoid the negative feelings of goal trauma by just not setting goals in the first place. Or, you know, another behavior that you might take if this has happened to you is you might actually set goals but never look at them again or never review them, or maybe you didn't write them down in the first place. And so it's kind of an avoidance behavior of just never looking at or never trying to go back to and see what are your goals in the first place. There's a few different things that you could experience when it comes to goal trauma. You might, again, as we'll talk in a little bit about some of the other things you might do, but one is you might set the bar really, really low because you know that you could actually meet that goal. So there's a few behaviors that you might be likely to take if you've experienced this kind of goal trauma. But what do you do about it? How do you still move forward? Because we know that the most successful people, the people who make the most progress and do the best, are the people who are setting goals, who aren't afraid to stretch and to grow and to continuously improve. So in order to do that, we know that we have to somehow deal with this issue of goal trauma. And how do we do that? Well, I think that the number one best way to manage this is to invite the Lord into this experience of this negative emotion. Because these emotions that you're experiencing are really what you're trying to avoid when you've had goal trauma. You're trying to avoid the negative emotions of feeling disappointed or discouraged or ashamed or whatever other negative feeling that you're having because you didn't meet your goal. So the best way to move through this and process it, I mean, obviously you could work with a counselor, you could work with a coach, you could work with a therapist, but I also think just in our normal everyday, like the quiet of our own hearts, we can bring this experience to the Lord and just share with him what you're experiencing, what this negative emotion feels like, what thoughts you're having, and really invite Jesus into it with you. Because all of these big, scary, hard things, they're kind of like the waves on the ocean when Peter was walking on the water. They're scary and they're big and they can overwhelm us. But when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we can walk through them. And when we slip and our gaze falters, Jesus is still there to catch us and rescue us and hold us up. So if you have been avoiding setting goals because of any kind of goal trauma, I just really encourage you to bring that to the Lord, to bring it to prayer, and let Jesus help you experience those negative emotions without being afraid that they're going to wash you away. Because what happens most of the time is that you'll experience this negative emotion. It'll be really intense. It'll suck for about 90 seconds. And then it'll pass. It'll be like a wave washing over you and passing by. And that's what a lot of people who are avoiding feeling our negative emotions never really understand, which is that if you just turn to it, if you face it, if you let yourself feel it and experience it, it doesn't actually last that long. It's not really as scary as we're making it by our avoidance. So it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to feel a little discouraged. It's okay to be upset if you didn't meet the goals that you set for yourself in this past year. Don't be afraid. Bring it to prayer. You can move through this. So that's reason number one. Reason number two for why you haven't met your goals is that you set too many goals to start with. For most of us, we have many aspects of our lives. We have our work lives, our family lives, our prayer lives, our health, fitness goals, things that we want to do in our communities. We have so many goals. There's so many things that we'd like to do. And so what is very common is that we'll look at each and every one of these aspects of our lives and we'll set a goal in each of these areas. This can be really good and it can be really effective if you're able to keep up with that many goals at one time. But what I find happens very often for people is that we can really only focus on a maximum of about three big goals at a time. So if you have like seven or eight goals that you'd like to accomplish in this year, that's totally fine. But just acknowledge that some of them you might have to shelf or table or come back to next quarter or maybe third quarter. Or, you know, thinking about your year in terms of quarters can be really helpful because then you might make a shorter term goal that you want to focus on right now and then work towards a different goal in the next quarter. And that's totally fine because you're not overwhelmed. So if you set more goals than you can really feasibly give time and attention to right now, it's not likely that you're going to actually be able to achieve them. You're just going to be really, really overwhelmed. And I know that's hard to hear because I also want to make 27 goals for the new year, but we can't. We have to focus on the things that we can actually feasibly accomplish. So, reason number two, you set too many goals. Reason number three is that you set the wrong goals. And there's a few ways, a few variations of this. One is that on the one side of the spectrum, you've set a goal that's way too ambitious for you. Like the only way you could achieve this particular goal is if you were on your A game every single day, or you were actually at your best all the time and so consistent, like more consistent than you've ever been in your life. That's the only way that you're going to achieve this goal. So that goal's way too ambitious. It's way too big. Even if you want to set a stretch goal, which I think is a good thing, I think it's good to push yourself a little bit. We have to recognize the reality of our own limitations too, and find kind of a happy medium place for where that goal is. So your goal could be way too ambitious. On the other end of the spectrum, your goal could be way too small or too easy for you to accomplish. And what that means is that it's an uninspiring goal. You just don't care to accomplish it because it doesn't feel like that big of a deal, or it doesn't feel like it's going to move the needle that much for you in your life. It's just not inspiring. So you don't even want to do it. You don't want to like invest the time and energy to focus on it because, and this might be a goal that you could easily achieve. And you might have been setting it because of goal trauma. You might have had goal trauma in the past. And so you set the bar super low for yourself because you know that you can actually meet that goal. But at the same time, you don't really feel any pull or impulsion or a tug to do it because it really is too easy for you. So those are the kind of two sides of the spectrum for scope of goal or size of goal that might be contributing to you setting the wrong goals. The other thing to consider with whether you're setting the right goal or not is if it's actually important to you. Like important to you and not just something that you think you quote unquote should do, or you see someone else doing and it looks great and so you think, well, that should be my goal too, but it's not deeply meaningful or important to you. So you're never going to be really motivated or inspired to take action on that goal because it's not that important to you. And, you know, a really good example of this for most people would be tasks like decluttering our houses. Or, you know, maybe you have a project to reorganize and declutter your basement and you think, I should really get to that. I should do that. But there's not a really compelling reason why you should do that. You haven't found enough of a reason to make that important to you. So you're likely to fail in that goal. So there's a few things you can do here when it comes to setting the right goal and finding that right balance. Some of these tips I give in episode 7, like I mentioned about tips for making your next year the best year yet. But one really important thing here, again, is to bring this to prayer. Because like I said in episode 7, the Lord already knows what He wants you to do. He already knows what goals He wants you to have in this new year, and He knows what's going to be really important for you to focus on. So bringing that to prayer, really being open and willing to hear what the Lord says to you, that's going to help you make good goals. The other thing is to ask yourself what they call the 5 whys, which basically you just keep asking yourself, why is this goal important to me? And then why is that important? And then why is that important? And just keep asking yourself, and why is this important? Until you get to what they say is the why that makes you cry. This is going to be that deep, deep why this is so important, and it's going to be compelling enough for you to take action on this particular goal. Now, if this is something that's impossible for you, or the reasons why the answers to this question continue to be things that you're just kind of like, meh, I mean, I guess I could walk in my basement easier and find stuff, but then why is that important? It saves me a little bit of time, but I guess it's really not that big of a deal. Like, if you do not get to a why that makes you cry, just cross this goal off your list. It's not worth taking up any of your mental energy or space pursuing. Okay, so that was number 3. You set the wrong goals. Reason number 4, the reason why you haven't met your goals is that you haven't thought of these goals in terms of habits and systems. So many of us will have a goal. We know that we want to achieve either a revenue goal or a weight loss goal or any other kind of goal that we have for something that we want to accomplish or achieve. But what we haven't done is taken that goal and break it down into the actual habits that we need to implement in our daily, weekly, monthly, like even quarterly or yearly. What are the habits that you need to implement that are actually going to make this goal achievement possible? And then once you know what those habits are, well, now you have to think of a system to put them into your life. So where do these habits fit in your rhythms and routines, in your ideal weekly schedule? And this is where I want to share with you one of the free resources that I've created for you is a habits planner. So this is a Google spreadsheet that has different tabs broken down for how you can determine and decide what your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and quarterly habits should be, and how do they actually hang and fit into routines. So I have a customizable routine builder, so you can estimate how long each task is going to take you. You can build these routine templates and you'll get a like tally at the end of how long you need to do these routines. And then you also have a tab for your ideal week where you can start plugging in these rhythms and routines and seeing like, where does this all fit in your actual life? How do you make this happen? And it all fits, it all works. And then there's a monthly tab for each month of the year that has a place for you to actually put in your habits and have kind of interactive checkboxes to track and build these habits out as you're building them in the year. So it's called the Habits Planner. You'll see it I will put the link in the show notes so that you can go ahead and get a copy. What will happen is when you click the link to download the Habits Planner, you'll get an option to make a copy of that Habits Planner. And then you just edit it. You can use it however you'd like. It's a very helpful document for planning through where everything's going to fit. And so what you'll end up with will be a structure and a framework for you to build these habits into your life in a way that will really help you create the systems that are going to lead to these kind of goal accomplishments. I think it's pretty helpful. So you can get it at athrivingcatholic.com/planner, or you can just click the link in the show notes and go get that for free and make a copy and use it as your tool as you're making your habits and plans for this coming year. It is very helpful. Okay, so that was reason number 4, that you haven't been thinking of your goals in terms of habits and systems. So the number 5 reason for why you haven't met your goals is that you've been trying to accomplish them all alone, or you've been trying to do everything on your own. Now, I am a big believer in the fact that we can do quite a lot on our own. You can bootstrap a lot of things. And so this isn't necessarily just a plug for coaching or, you know, finding someone to help you reach your goals. This could be a friend, this could be a spouse, this could be any kind of accountability partner. But if you are trying to reach your goals and you're just spinning your wheels, or you find that you're consistently not taking the actions that you need to be taking in order to be making progress on these goals, it's quite likely that you could use a little bit of support. And so whatever form the support takes, whether this is in a mastermind, whether this is working with a coach, whether this is your spouse or your friend, what you want is an outside perspective. You want someone who can look at what you're trying to accomplish and what you're actually doing or not doing, and just provide that frame of reference, that lens of, hey, maybe you can pivot here, or maybe this is an option that you can try. Or even just what many people find is that having another person that they're accountable to, or that they're sharing their progress with, that in and of itself is enough for them to take the actions that they need to take more consistently. Because a lot of times we are so much more accountable to another person than we are to ourselves. And so if you have set a goal or you're trying to build a habit and you feel like you're only letting yourself down if you don't do it, well, you know, chances are pretty good that you won't do it, or you won't do it consistently. But when you're like, well, my best friend's going to ask me next week whether I walked every day, and I don't want to tell her that I didn't. So it can help to be a little bit more accountable to another person. And it can also help to have another person to make these goals with you. And so this is the other free resource that I wanted to share with you in this episode, which is that I am offering a free 30-minute Revive and Thrive coaching session, as long as I have spaces available. So you can sign up for that session with me. What we will do is we will look at your goals together. We will go through and make a plan for you. We'll look for any of these blind spots, any of these hidden obstacles that you might be facing that are kind of sabotaging your efforts and making it really hard for you to meet your goals. The goal is that you will leave this session feeling re-energized and re-inspired and ready to tackle these goals and, you know, actually have a little plan for how you can do it. So you can go to athrivingcatholic.com/free call to book that Revive and Thrive session with me. Again, I will just put the link in the show notes so you can also get to it that way. But I really wanted to offer this session as we're getting into the new year. This is such an important time to just think about goal setting and how we're going to be thriving in the next year. So if this is something that you would like to book a free session with me to talk through and work through, we can do that together. And it'll be really good. So we can also, if you get the habits planner, we can work through together your habits plan and get that set up for you as well. So there you have it, the five reasons you might not have met your goals this year and what you can do about it. So really quick again, those five reasons are: one, you have goal trauma; two, you set too many goals; three, you set the wrong goals; four, you haven't thought in terms of habits and systems; and five, you tried to do it all alone. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope these resources that I'm offering you in this episode will be really helpful for you too. And I'd love to hear from you. So let me know how your goal setting is going, what you need help with, what future episodes you'd like to see. And I will be back next year with a new episode. Bye for now.